Okay. Now, what I'm about to share is the end result of answered prayer. Just like a couple of years ago, Brother Craig and I, and I think Brother Ace and some and Ryan and some other men in the church, I can't remember all of them, I think Kevin and Daniel and everybody, and Goran, and I don't know, it was just a bunch of you. We were all praying in regards to, I'm pretty sure, though, I can't remember, it was 2 years ago, come on. Because the Lord was pushing us more and more towards perfecting our walks, because we've been striving on to perfection for some of us decades. But lately, last few years especially, like say last 5 years, we've really been putting our spiritual noses to the grindstone, if you will. And then lately, we have been, like the last year, have really been, I mean, it's like the Lord is saying, look, the latter rain's falling, it's drizzling. You want a better portion? Get serious. And so we have it. And like I said, a couple of years ago we did this, and we were praying. The thought kept coming to mind. There's an Achan in the camp. We got to, you know, the Lord has to, the Lord is not pleased with us. There was something going on. Just like with something else that happened recently, where Craig and I were praying, and I didn't know I was, he didn't know I was praying this, and I didn't know he was praying this. And then, you know, but we'll get into that in a few months. Well, I don't know how long it's going to take us to do that, but the Lord has us working on something right now as well. And we're not the only ones doing it, too. And so, a couple of weeks ago, I guess, there was a video that was put out on YouTube, and I didn't know about it until yesterday, or last night, as a matter of fact, right before the church service. And I figured I'd better share this with the church family, because Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And I'm doing this mostly for the babes in Christ, because some of you are, and I'm going to do a web page on this, as a matter of fact, and the web page is going to have this video on it, and I'm going to, you know, put scriptures and stuff. I don't know how long it's going to take me. It doesn't matter. I could do it in a couple of weeks. I could do it in a couple of months. I don't know. It all depends. But because it has to be done, and we have now absolute evidence as to what happens when you deny biblical jurisprudence. All right, it says in Amos chapter 3, verse 3, can two walk together except they be agreed? 1 Corinthians 15:33. Now here's a big one. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. It's like that video I made. By beholding we become killers. That video, it's called By Beholding We Become Killers. Look it up on YouTube. It's on John 14:29 as well. John14:29.org. And there's more verses, you know. They're all the verses that, you know, Amos 3:3, 1 Corinthians 15:33, 2 Corinthians 6:14-17, 2 Thessalonians 3:6-14, and James 4:4. I mean, I'll put them all in the text chat right now. If you ever needed these verses to show people, look, you can't hang with people that are not of your faith. The Bible's clear about this. About a year or so ago, maybe a couple of years ago, a young man by the name of Robert started coming to the church, did not join as part of our number, and so did a young man by the name of Joey, and a young girl by the name of Jeannie, and another young man by the name of Ben. And they joined us in gatherings, and they never joined the Seventh-day Remnant Church. So the Matthew 18, you know, command does not apply here. And they even admit on camera, their leader, if you can call him that now, because they were going to have him come in here and do things, admits he is not a Seventh-day Remnant Christian. He has never joined us. That's red flag number one. And in the video, well, anyway, yeah, like I was saying, these people came around about a year ago, and they had zeal and all this other stuff, and then they came up with this theology that they thought was New Light. And we've had new light in this church before, and what I mean by new light is new light never contradicts old light. In other words, you have something that's written, a thus saith the Lord in Scripture, and just like the kings of old, especially when Nehemiah's day, when they misplaced a scroll and they found it, and it's not new light, but to them it's new light. It's old light, but it's really new light to them because they never saw it before. And And it became truth, and it was embraced. It's just like with things that we've noticed over the years, that we stopped doing it this way because the Lord revealed a new light, that something has already been written in the scriptures that we should be doing it this way. And so we've had new light before, and we've had others that had thought they had new light come up, and then we said, okay, no, it's not new light. And they go, okay, we thought it was, it's no big deal, okay, we'll just continue on worshiping with you, right? And that's what these young men and that young girl did. They brought this theology about Ron Wyatt, and there's a page on my website about Ron Wyatt. The guy is a false teacher, and he's dead now. He's been dead 14 years, I think. He was a Seventh-day Adventist in good standing when he died, which means he was in apostasy when he died, which means he was in disobedience when he died, and which means he would not be given special understandings of just about anything in disobedience, according to Scripture. But that goes beyond the reality of the things that... some of them are saying that he was not SDA, that he only embraced SDA theology, but then, I don't know, from what I understand, he was SDA, and he went to an SDA church, too. But even if he didn't, it doesn't matter. His doctrine, his statements, are ecumenical. To put it in a nutshell, if you read my page on the website about Ron Wyatt and what he's actually teaching, he's teaching that the blood sacrifices more or less have never stopped, and you have to. In other words, they're going to build the third temple, and they're going to start the lamb sacrifices. Whether they do or not, it doesn't matter, and whether they're saying that or not, it doesn't matter. What they're claiming is the blood of Jesus Christ dripped onto the Ark of the Covenant that was hidden underneath Golgotha, where Jesus was being hung on a cross, and right after he died, the blood dripped on there. But the problem with that theology is, as it says in Hebrews and other areas, that his sacrifice was the more perfect one. And it would be offered up in the real sanctuary. It would not be put on the copy. The copy always had the little lambs and the doves and the oxen. When they were killed, their blood was spilled on that. The perfect antitype, which is Jesus himself, would not have to drip on there. But Ron White says it does, because they're saying that after Jesus died, it dripped on there. Well, here's the problem. What happened at the very second Jesus died? The temple veil ripped, right? Shekinah glory's gone. No need for, and even if, you know, even if the Ark of the Covenant was underneath them, there was no need for it to drip. But I go into detail about this, and we proved it, and everybody in the church understood it, except for three of these four people. Ben, of course, re-understood and started believing the way we did again, and understood, yeah, okay, and not only that, but we have rock-hard statements in Spirit of Prophecy where Ellen White says the Ten Commandments are not found until the Eastern Sky splits. And so, Ron Wyatt lied. He said he found it. But if he found it, where's the pictures? And where's a relic of it or a piece of it? No, the man lied. And so, but like I said, I go into detail on the Ron Wyatt page on the website. I want to go into the dissertation here, but my point for this announcement is for the babes in Christ. You've got to be careful. We told Ben, after he embraced the truth and realized that what they were doing is wrong, because we had the scriptures, we had the Spirit of Prophecy, we lined it all up, he understood, and praise the Lord, we gained a brother back. But my discernment was still off the chart. And so I kept praying. I says, Father God, what's going on with this guy? I don't know. I've known the guy for over a year, maybe 2 years. He has a website. It's all in Dutch. It's 99.9% my stuff from my website, which he's translated into Dutch. And whenever he translates a page, he sends it to me. He says, okay, put this on your site. I've never done it. One track I think I did. I think the Mark of the Beast track in Dutch is I put it on the Mark of the Beast page or something. I don't know if it was the Mark of the Beast page or some other... maybe the Sunday Sabbath. But after that, I started getting bad discernment again. And so I never put his... And he sent me probably over a dozen pages translated in Dutch, which I never put. And praise the Lord, we have some family, church family members that do speak Dutch, and they can double-check him, because I'm not putting him on there, because I can't trust the guy anymore because of what happened. I'm going to play a section of this video. They had this video on YouTube. It's over an hour and 10 minutes long, or hour and 15 minutes or something like that. And we warned him. I says, after he found out the truth, I says, okay, now you got to stop hanging out with this Robert guy. You got to stop Skyping with him. You got to stop emailing him. You got to do what the Bible says. walk away from that. 1 Corinthians 10, 10:15. Was it 5:15? It says walk away and let them be ashamed so that they'll so that they'll be able to turn. In other words, when you walk away, they realize that they are in sin. And this you have to do. There was a couple of people that refused to do that when Robert Sessler left our number. Had they done that, Robert Sessler may have gone into repentance and would have still been part of our number today. But no, they stayed with him, and now Sessler thinks there's nothing wrong, and now his sins keep piling up because he keeps doing more and more. Now he's doing some really strange. He's out there declaring it's okay to sue Christians in writing. And so, and then he goes and finds out that he messed up and he changes it, and I says, now you can sue your neighbor. But the Bible doesn't say that. He says, you can't even sue your neighbor. But, and yes, Damon, the Robert I'm speaking of is the Robert from YouTube that's, he's got a webpage on YouTube called Clothed by Grace. Very, very dangerous page. Steer clear of it. He's got a lot of my stuff on there, just like Galel Doss did for Mortal's Last Chance. Galel Doss started that website using my Characteristics of Antichrist page when we were friends. And then all of a sudden he starts saying, Jesus Christ isn't God, the Holy Spirit doesn't exist, you got to go to church on Wednesdays now because of the Lunar Sabbath, and John Paul II is going to resurrect from the dead and become the Antichrist embodied when Ratzinger leaves office, right? So that guy's a false prophet, and I told him, I says, you continue on this path, you're going to start really preaching crazy things. Well, now if you go to Clothed by Grace's webpage on YouTube, you're going to see some strange preachers on there preaching all sorts of strange heresy. And one of them actually says the mark of the beast is your skin. And so steer clear of Clothed by Grace. He's using our message, the truth we proclaim, to bring the people in because it looks like it's truth. These are those people that are out there claiming to be Seventh-day remnants, but they're not. They even admit they've never joined the church. On camera now. And so I was warning Ben. I says, look, now you've left their number. Now you got to stay the path. Do what it says in Amos chapter 3, verse 3, and in 1 Corinthians, all the other areas, right? Had he continued following the Lord Jesus Christ in obedience, he'd be okay. He'd still be in our number right now, and everything would be copacetic, right? Everything would be great. We'd be working together, all that, right? That discernment would end. I'd be having his Dutch pages on my site. We'd all be good to go. But the discernment stayed up. The red flag was still there. And then I says, Father God, I need confirmation. And bam, yesterday we got it. Ben kept Skyping with him. And this is why I'm saying this, because there's some young people in here that talk to Joey or talk to Jeannie or talk to Robert or talk to Ben. You keep doing this and you're going to be part of their number. You're going to join with them because your God wrote in Scripture, this is where you will go. By beholding, you will become like them. No two ways around it. Either you believe your God or not. All right? Yes, it's still possible for him to repent if he's still alive. Amen. Yes, he could definitely repent. But at this point in time, he is not. All right? And he's not part of our number, so it's not our issue. Matthew 18 does not apply unless they're part. Like if one of you decided to, like if one of you as a church member decided to hang out with these guys, we're going to do the Matthew 18 thing on you. The minute we find out you're talking to these guys, we're going to approach you and say, look, the Bible says you can't do this. We're not trying to be control freaks. That's not our job. We're trying to show you what your God says you can't do. We're not the ones that wrote the Bible, so please don't, and none of you are going to do this, but this is how they portray us now in this video. And in other areas, web pages, and there's one girl, Jeannie, who called me a fool in writing. I mean, what does the Bible say about that? You're in danger of hellfire when you do that. But anyway, they're standing online in many areas that we're control freaks or whatever, and I said, no, we're just sharing Scripture. If you want to follow your Lord, then fine. You're going to continue to be with us. If you don't want to follow your Lord, well, then fine. You're going to leave us. Achan can't stay with us anyway. We can't have them here. So, we told Ben, you got to stop hanging with the guy. Well, he ignored us. And now we have someone that we can use as an example. And like I said, no Matthew 18 had to apply here because he never joined us. We can now use Ben as that example to show people, look, you don't believe your Bible's true. You don't think if you hang with people that you shouldn't be hanging with that you're going to be like them? Listen to this. You're not going to believe. Some of you may not believe this, but I got to put on the stereo mix. So when I talk, it's not going to be recorded. So let me just make sure I got it set at the right. Yeah, it's an hour and 10 minutes and 4 seconds into the video. I haven't watched the whole video yet. I've watched 3 minutes of it and then this part. That's it. That's all I need to see. But like I said, I'm going to make a webpage about this and use this as a means by which to help the young in Christ. Oh, last night you couldn't hear it? I know. It's the video for some reason is low. the audio, and I got it cranked. So I don't know if I can stick the mic. Let me just, I'll start it. You guys tell me if you can hear it. I'm going to put it on stereo mix. Well, let me just double-click stereo mix and make sure that its volumes or levels are up. Oh, it's at 31. So let me crank it. I'll put it at, let's say 80. Okay. Thanks, Alex. So that shouldn't be a problem now. Thanks to Alex's heads up right there. It's all right. Okay, now it should be banging loud. All right, so I'm going to play this. I'm like for about a minute. At first, I think it's Joey talking or Ben, but I'll chime in when it's Ben. I'll say, this is Ben talking. All right, remember, he used to be part of our number. And listen to the words he uses here. All right, let me start it.
Just unbelievable. Thanks.
I'm glad to be back with you guys on the right side. I was in between two fires, as they say it here in the Netherlands.
It had a purpose.
I was caught up between two fires. Yes, I had to humble myself first, and now I can do the work better, I guess. I had to submit myself to the church so that I am now allowed to preach to them, because they are very pleased with me at this point. So we can make use of that. Because you and Robert are practically disfellowshipped.
Heathen.
So,
or heathen, yeah.
Yes, even if you guys would make a perfect document without me, you wouldn't be able to present it to them because they are ignoring you guys. So I am the infiltrant at this point. I'm the mole, you know? I'm the inside guy. I'm in the SDR, but I'm with you guys.
I look at it as you're part of Christ's church. You know, you always belong to Christ's church, you know, and you're like Christ speaking to the, you're Christ speaking to the synagogues, you know, like, you know, I know spiritually where you stand. You might be physically, stand, you know, people think your label is SDR, but where you stand spiritually, I understand, and that's what matters to God, you know, where you stand spiritually.
Yes, but I'm not, I'm not an official member of the SDR as well.
All right, so there you have it. And that was only for a minute and 30 seconds that I played. All right? A few things here now. Well, at the beginning of the video, it shows Robert Latham, Joey Adamo, and Ben Judah on screen at the same time, but then for some reason Robert shrunk himself down to a little tiny square where you could barely see him, but you could still see the texts he was getting from Jeannie. And Jeannie used the term, talking about Ben, saying he's a mole, right? And then Ben later, without seeing that comment from Jeannie, because he's on Skype, he can't see what's going on Robert's computer unless he saw this video. Because he's only, you know, he's only going to see what's on Robert's computer via the camera. He can't see what's on the screen. All right? Now, the term mole, defined by the online dictionary, freedictionary.com, it says a spy who operates from within an organization, especially a double agent operating against his or her own government from within its intelligence establishment. An infiltrator, which he also called himself, says the definition is to enter or take positions in gradually or superstitiously as for purposes of espionage or takeover. Did Jesus warn us about types like this? Yes, he did. See, this is one of the reasons, babes in Christ, and I'm talking to the young ones, you older ones that have been here for years, hey, you know, you've seen this happen before. This is, but we've never had the rock-hard evidence now to where we can show people how this actually happens. This guy actually stated he's not a Seventh-day Remnant. He plans to infiltrate the church. And earlier in the video, at the beginning, Joey's calling it his mission. It's their mission to do this. So, but John chapter 10, verse 1, Jesus is saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. In prophecy, Jesus Christ is that door. So to come in at the door where all can see you clearly means you are one with all of us. You're in one accord like the apostles of old when the former rain fell. And so everybody's in agreement. To come into the church in a different manner using deception like they're planning here. See, even if they were correct with this Ron Wright theology, even though they're not, and we've got scriptures and spirit of prophecies to prove it, even if they were correct, using the devil's tools of deception, outright planning to be a mole, outright planning to infiltrate, outright planning to deceive us, and to think that that we're pleased with them, and so now they can preach to us this falderal that we have exposed. This is deception. This means they're just like the thieves and robbers that Jesus Christ is talking about. For Ben to use these terms, or for Jeannie to speak of them beforehand, and for Robert and Joey not only to be in agreement to do this, but to claim it to be their mission, speaks volumes as to what's happening here. The Seventh-day Remnant Church is a major threat. Rome knows about us because I get the emails. They turned off one of my videos on YouTube. The SDA Church knows about us. I get the threats. One guy tried to get me thrown behind bars, an SDA minister, for preaching against the SDA Church. And 3ABN even contacted me and begged me to take a video down. I says, no, not unless you guys retract and tell Dwight Nelson is lying when he said Allah is God. They refused. And even all the Protestant churches know about us. And, yeah, I get death threats from them. Well, actually, from the Catholic Church people as well. And all of them hate us because of the obvious gifts from heaven that have been bestowed upon us. So, of course, like thieves and robbers, you know, do the material means that want to come in and steal your goods, Satan wants to sneak into the church like a spy or a mole to steal away from which the Lord has blessed us with. Divide and conquer, you know. So this is why it's so important, dear ones, to not associate with such people that you don't know. Don't give your email addresses out. And that's why you see like every 15 minutes there's a yellow alert coming up in the chat room now that says if anybody is PMing you that's suspicious, that's asking you questions or wanting you to do things, let a moderator know or let myself know or Pastor Craig know. And we will handle it for you. We'll take care of it. All right? And you know, I find it suspicious, though, that they've had the video open to the public since September 27th. And the very night we exposed this, last night we exposed this, the video went private. Because now I can't even watch the video on YouTube. But again, this is, praise the Lord, my discernment was, download it quickly. They're going to remove it. And they did. Just like with Galal Doss, when he said the Pope John Paul II was going to write Raise from the Dead, before Ratzinger left office, I downloaded that page. Now it's on my site. Because I knew that the Lord told me to download it so you can expose them. Ephesians 5:11 is clear. We've got to warn the faithful. All right, but here's the thing. Now, this is disturbing, and this is why I'm telling you, and this is why we had to make this announcement in the church today. They made the video private today, which means somebody that works with them was in our church gathering last night, and they're in here now. I wouldn't doubt it for a minute they're in here right now. Like, some of them can't get in because they have been banned. Because of this method to infiltrate and try to destroy this church, yeah, that's banning. Because they're not even a church member, so we don't even have to go to a church meeting or anything on this. These are people that are not of our number. They're looking to attack. We just ban. Look at the rules and regs, right? But continue to pray for them. Hopefully they'll find the light and become part of our number. But when they do stuff like this, I'm thinking, you know, hopefully we'll see you on the Crystal Sea. We can't be foolish in how we handle this. And so, but the fact of the matter is, they have one or two friends that may be coming to our church services on a regular basis. That being said, again, young ones, and even some of you older ones that don't know, just be careful. Don't give your email addresses to people. If you have the ability to PM, like if you're a member of the church or you're a premium status, if you have the ability to PM somebody, don't PM the new people that pop in, the registered, you know, the ones that are registered. You know, and just say hi and hello, because I'll start PMing you, and you don't know. So, but here's the thing. This reminds me of what the kids used to say about me and my wife, about their mom and dad. And I'll end with this, because Brother Ace has something he wants to share or ask a question in the room. But the kids were saying, how is it mom and dad always figure out what we're doing, sometimes even before we're planning to do it? It's because if you're obedient, the Lord will reveal these things to you. And because we love our children and we want to help them, to prevent them from getting off the path, right? And so he reveals these things to us. Or sometimes the Lord will say, you got to go ask your child this, or you got to go bring up this topic, and you're going to find out things you don't want to find out, but you got to. You got to be able to handle this. So, well, look, I just found out one of these, Robert, who is part of this heretical group that's attacking us, I just found out that he sent it to a newly baptized brother, and this dear brother shared it with me and Ryan. See, that's what I'm talking about. This person was just baptized into this church, and these guys found out about him, which means they have someone in here. So you got to be careful. They're going to try. And the minute this happens, dear ones, if you get, let us know. We can handle it. Because as soon as we ban them, they can't get in again. They'll have to find another friend to help them do this work, and it's going to be more and more and more difficult for them to do this. So right now, they've only got one or two people that they can sneak in here, because most of them are banned already. And so, this is the Robert from England. This is Robert Latham from England. He has got the web page on YouTube called Clothed by Grace. It's loaded with all sorts of strange videos. He's got a lot of our stuff on there so as to bring people in, and then he preaches all these strange videos. Now, I got an email earlier that stated that Ben is extremely upset with Robert because Robert put that video on the internet and he didn't want him to. But the Lord allowed this so that we can warn the faithful. Had they been allowed to do this, some of the young in faith in this church family would have been pulled away into worshiping Ron Wyatt, because this is what they're actually doing. They're actually worshiping Ron Wyatt. They put Ron Wyatt above the scriptures, and they put Ron Wyatt above Ellen White's writings, where they boldly state in both areas that Ron Wyatt is a false prophet and a false teacher. But they don't want to. See, the thing is, what they also said, too, here, and that's why I said I went up to 3 minutes and 40 seconds, and I stopped when I was watching the video. Ben literally says on camera that the Seventh-day Remnant Church, when he's talking about me and Craig, the pastors, and there's some pastors in the Philippines, too. He's saying the pastors in the Seventh-day Remnant Church say there is no more new light. That is a lie. We've never said that. What we say is new light never contradicts old light. We've had new light. We've ran with it. Some people have brought what they thought was new light. It was wrong. And we showed them where it was wrong, and they were blessed by it and walked away and put it down. And we take like the feast days things we had some people, or the Jesus isn't God people, or whatever, right? But these guys brought this new light, and it turned out that they were wrong, and instead of doing the right thing, they got very angry, and they want to try to shove this so-called new light down people's throats when there's Bible, you know. In other words, they're upset that we said, no, we can't put this in the church because it's a lie. And that's what it is when you serve the flesh, because when people would rather have to be recognized as leaders in the movement because they brought new light or something, rather than people that would rather have Jesus recognized for the truth as it is shared. This is why some of us are called to lead in the church, because we don't want the positions to lead. We don't want to be glorified. We don't want, in other words, we want Christ to be glorified. And when your heart is set in that manner, the Lord's going to put you in those positions because he knows he can trust you in those positions. But when you get people like this, that they're more about the flesh. And we've seen people like this in the past. And this is why Robert Sessler had a problem. He got to the point where it was all about himself, and he built that pedestal so high he can't see the path he used to walk on. He refuses to repent before the people, even though he sinned before the people. Because to repent before the people means that he messed up. He's a man like anybody else. There's nothing wrong with repenting in front of the people. I do it all the time when I mess up. You know, but these are big problems. So, but yeah, this is the Robert. Let me just get some of these PMs. I think there's some questions here, but Brother Ace has something he's going to ask. Yeah, Clothed from Grace. Okay, that's him. Yes, him. Yeah, and from what I understand too, Craig, yeah, Ron White is Seventh-day Adventist. Yeah, in good standing. And so for them to say he's not is just another lie to try to make it, whether it's a lie or not, I don't know. You know, I can't say that, but I can't trust them now, because they have literally admitted on camera. Ben said he'll do it. He'll be their mole. Jeannie says he is the mole. Robert says let's go for it. And Joey's in a total agreement that we should do it this way. And so they're using deception to preach their doctrine. When did Christ ever do that? Ever. Never. Okay, and then Dave, somebody just said, Robert used to PM me with websites. I should have spoke up sooner, but I didn't think much of it because he used to always try to posting sites in the chat room also. See, yeah, see, remember when we said don't send PMs to people, websites and stuff like that, without getting permission from a moderator, and Robert Latham did it one time in the room, and we asked him not to do it anymore. He says, you know, it's part of the rules and regs. He stopped, but they started doing it in PMs. These people will do what they want. They're not Seventh-day Remnant people. They want to destroy the church from within. Now, I'm going to say something that might raise an eyebrow or two. The term mole is a Jesuit term, as are the tactics they plan to use are Jesuit tactics. I know how the Jesuits work. I've studied some of their work for a reason so as to warn the people. Like, I've got their Jesuit oath on my website because I know how they manipulate, how they infiltrate churches, and you have to know how to be ready for this because we have a church, right? And so for them to do these things, I'm not saying they're Jesuits, but they are one of two things. They're either Jesuits in training, because Jesuits do go after people that have a desire to do a lot of work for the Lord. And if you look at Latham's page, it's loaded. And so people that are very active, and, you know, they go after people like that, and people that are intelligent, and people that have access to people that they consider a threat, and that's us. Right? That's why and if anybody doesn't think we're a threat, I'll show you the $6 million offer I was given when I started the website and only had 300 pages back then. Now it's got over 11,000 pages. We are a threat. Not because of anything we do, it's because of what our God is doing. If you're obedient to our God, they can't stand it, so they want to infiltrate and divide and conquer. So they're either Jesuits in training, or the demons that prod the Jesuits are now prodding them. And it's the same thing I see with Sessler and some of them, his group, has the same exact methods or tactics that they use. So, okay, then when Robert sent the video to Stefan, the subject line was top secret. Oh, thank you. I'd like to see that. If Stefan could send us all a copy of that, we need that to put it on the page, because what did Jesus say about secrecy? I mean, look what Sessler's trying to do. They want to cover up. They want to cover up the scandal of what they've done on the West Coast. I says, no, you guys just stop calling yourself Seventh-day Remnant. That's how you're going to do it. You can't use that name. What you're doing is illegal. And it's the same thing with anything else. It's just, secrecy is not of Jesus. It's not of God. It's nothing's done in secret. All right? And then let's see. Okay, I'm almost done with the PMs, Brother Ace, because Ace, you may as well click your mice. Is he in here? I don't even see him. Did he fall out? Anyway, the closer we get to the end, the harder the attacks. Amen to that, John and Mary. Amen to that. 1,548 earthquakes over the past week, including the 6.5 earthquake in Mexico about an hour ago. Thanks, Brother Daniel. So we're going to have that on the site this week. Thank you, Stefan. He's going to forward it to me in email. Thank you. Websites. Okay, thank you, Damon. And is A still here? Let me see. You still there? It doesn't say he's offline, so I don't know why it's not showing up on the... Oh, Ryan's got his hand up. All right, let me shut off my mic, and Brother Ryan, because Ryan tried to talk earlier. Oh, there goes Ace. So Ace, Ryan's probably going to end up jumping on there first, but his mic not work, because he tried to do this last night as well, so...